All right, turn with me tonight to the book of Hebrews. We'll start in chapter 9. We're going to look at four essential truths. A few weeks ago, I was at a Bible conference, and a good friend of mine, Brother Larry Windham from Calvary Baptist Church in Grenada, he was on the program, and he got up, and he said, I was going to speak to you about the four essential truths of Hebrews, but I've decided to preach on something else. But he said, I'll go ahead and give you those four essential truths. And I got to thinking later, well, he didn't know it, but that's a good sermon topic. So I'm going to preach about Hebrews' four essential truths. They are four truths that will cover every aspect of Christianity. And I hope that you're interested in such things. You know, a building such as this, or any building, that has a firm foundation, it's going to stand up better than one that's on the sand, so to speak. On a rock, it's sound. On sand, it's shaky. A business that doesn't have a base of operation is more subject to failure than others. Well, in a sense, in the Christian life, we too must have a foundation. We might say that there are pillars that we abide by. I heard someone years ago say that in the community there are three main pillars. The home, the church, and the school. Well, those are three strong pillars that we get our moorings from. Well, in the Christian life, there are pillars of truth. There are pillars of truth. That we believe and bring you and strengthen you from the in the book of Hebrews, we have four truths that would be good to make sure the memory that we have been down and look at them. The first one is we're looking at is in chapter 9, verse 22. And it's part of the whole world that is in this verse, without sin of God, with no remorse.
Holy Spirit, Christ, some people word of God. God's okay, but not in order to make you a father of men and doesn't believe God and do these things for life. But he also knows that Abraham believes God. Looking for a seed, not knowing where he's going, looking for a seed, but look at his foundations, where he's placed, in his place, and he will first be the word of God. We hear him, we open his word, and we do what he told us to do. Abraham is over, and they held on to God's promise. God, we know we would not be afraid. How do we walk by faith? Well, only the promise of God, and obeying the word of God, we follow what we see, how we feel, and what we understand. Faith is not holy, for I am holy, and even this. So he told us Without the blood of no remission, without the blood of come to deceive God. Without holiness, no one shall see God, but without sacrifice. You are in it. You are not in the house of God. Let me hear from the Christian. I am the one who found this. Written down in 4 verse 4. Be without difference, where all our prophets were not with him. Some not more were born, but he was the man who knew that. O Lord, and peace and comfort of your heart. Let difference be filled. And I think the truth that we have is that we have our body broken. there is people looking and thinking of the favor is always for us. It's sometimes we do this for our own good, for our comfort. We say we can do this for the person who is here. Also, it's all about the Lord Jesus Christ. We never get away from that. Not that we crash the burden, but it works well. Something with Christ is similar to the Christian life. That's what we have so important. That's what Paul did with the man. God forbids us to build the same Christ as the Lord Jesus Christ. If Paul wants to be glory in that Christ, why do you boast in that Christ? We spent our whole life in misery. We fight to move back to the world, to be back in the world, and not that Christ and his back into the world. It's all about the Lord Jesus Christ. And the personal atonement that he makes to redeem his people from all of their sins. And that means we have a moment. It's so that we hope. And if you're hopeful, you all do that. I thought I said before, and they all be in the Bible, and the Lord is in it.